The life of a pirate has often been idealized. From the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy to Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta The Pirates of Penzance. But what was it really like to live as a pirate? I'm Angela Mariani, and on Harmonia this hour, we'll explore this question with a sample of some of the most popular pirate tunes. Plus, we'll revisit a more romantic perspective on the sea, hear a bit of Plain and Easy's performance at the 2011 Indianapolis Early Music Festival, and listen to a sample of Philippe Roger's music from a new release by Magnificat and His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. Let's take a quick look back in time in the Harmonia time capsule. We spun the wheel, and it landed on 1578, a year of news and a year to remember. In this year, a crew member of Francis Drake's expedition lost his head, literally. Thomas Doughty set off on the voyage with Drake, supposedly to circumnavigate the globe, but it soon became an expedition to relieve the Spanish ships of their large amounts of gold as they left their American ports. Thomas Doughty was assigned command of one of the secondary captured Spanish ships, the Mary, and when he complained, he was given an even smaller one called the Swan. When Doughty's ship separated from the rest of the fleet, he was accused of practicing witchcraft, mutiny, and treason. He was tried on board for these charges, with Drake acting as the final judge, something that was unusual for that time. After Doughty was executed and the crew returned to England, Doughty's brother John sought remuneration for Thomas's death, but the request was dismissed. The ship's carpenter had testified against Doughty in his mutiny and treason trial. When this carpenter was promoted to master of the ship Marigold, many people saw this as Drake making good on a promise of promotion if the carpenter falsely testified against Doughty. Some have said that Drake simply wanted to make an example of Doughty, since many sailors in the expedition didn't want to be part of a pirate crew and were not quiet about sharing their opinions. And Drake's choice to hold the trial in the same area where Ferdinand Magellan executed his mutineers must have been more than a coincidence. The year 1578 also saw the birth of Ferdinand II, who through his life would hold the titles of Holy Roman Emperor, Archduke of Austria, King of Bohemia, and King of Hungary. He was Holy Roman Emperor for the majority of the Thirty Years' War and was a supporter of the Counter-Reformation. Before this, he was recognized as the King of Bohemia by the Bohemian Diet, but the Protestant majority in Bohemia deposed him in favor of a Protestant monarch. This essentially began the Thirty Years' War, a conflict that would envelop the majority of Europe and permanently change its borders. Meanwhile, in 1578, Spanish composer Tomás Luis de Victoria was in Rome, working as a chaplain at the Church of San Girolamo della Carità with a group of lay priests called the Congregazione dell'Oratio. During this time in Rome, he published 5 volumes of music that included hymns, a Magnificat setting, a Mass setting, music for Holy Week, and motets, paving the way for a more prestigious gig working for the Spanish Dowager Empress Maria. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1578. I'm Angela Mariani. You can find more about the people, events, and music from this era online in our blog section, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books in our gift store. Find it all at harmoniaearlymusic.org.
Thank you.
Ever since merchants had the idea to transport their goods by boat, less reputable people have had the idea of stealing those goods. Thus, piracy was born, and it was a threat in every body of water until the 19th century. Some areas of the world still struggle today with pirate attacks. While most of us would agree about the immoral aspect of the pirate's life, for some reason we tend to glamorize it. But just imagine being away from your family for extended periods of time, sleeping in cramped conditions, working on the ship's deck all day regardless of the weather, and having to follow the whims of your captain, whether or not he had his crew's best interests in mind. One way that crews broke up the monotony of life was to sing songs called shanties. We'll hear some songs that pirates might have sung on deck while doing chores to keep the ship in working order.
As I was a-walking down Paradise Street,
to me way, blow the man down.
A flash-looking pocket I chance for to make.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, police, blow the man down. To me way.
Courses and waited for me.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, boys, blow the man down. To be way, blow the man down. Blow him right back to Liverpool town. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
He was round in the counter and blow up in the bell. Cried, why enough now?
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, police, blow the man down. To be way, blow the man down. Blow him right back to Liverpool town. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
Where she did hail from, I really can't tell.
Give me way.
Flipper, we're both bound for hell.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, bullets, blow the man down. To me way, blow the man down. Blow him right back to Liverpool town. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
So all you young sailors, take warning by me.
To me way.
Take a young Liverpool gal on your knee.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, bullies, blow the man down. Way, blow the man down. Blow him right back to Liverpool town. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
I serve me time in the black ball line.
To me way, hey, hey, hurrah!
Oh, in the black ball line, I serve me time.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
The black ball ships, they are good and true.
To me way, hey, hey, hurrah!
They are the ships for me and you.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
Once there was a black ball ship.
To me way, hey, hey, hurrah!
That 40 knots an hour could clip.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
You will surely find a rich gold mine.
To me way, hey, hey, hurrah!
Just take a trip in the black ball line.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
Just take a trip to Liverpool.
To me way, hey, hey, hurrah!
To Liverpool at Yankee School.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
The Yankee sailors you'll see there.
Tootleway, hey, hey, hurrah!
With red top boots and short cut hair.
Hurrah for the Black Ball Line!
Me bully boys of Liverpool, I'd have you to beware. When you sail in a packet ship, no dungaree jumpers wear. But have a big monkey jacket all ready to your hand. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. And we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. There was Jack Lynch from Ballinahinch, Mike Murphy and some more. I tell you, well, they suffered like hell on the way to Baltimore. They pawned their gear in Liverpool, and they sailed as they did stand. And there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. And we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. The maid he stood on the forecastle lead and loudly he did roar. Now rattle her in, me lucky lads, we're bound for America's shore. Go wash the mud off that dead man's face and leave to beat the band. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. And we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. So now it's reef and reef, me boys, with the canvas frozen hard. And it's mountain pass every mother, son on a 90-foot topsail yard. Never mind about boots and oilskins, but haul or you'll be damned. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. And we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. And now we're off the hook, me boys, and the land's all white with snow. But soon we'll see the pay table and have all night below. And on the docks come down in flocks, them pretty girls will stand, saying it's snugger with me than it is at sea on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For while we're here, we can't be there on the banks of Newfoundland.
Songs to Keep Pirate Crews on Task, a set of sea shanties performed by A.L. Lloyd and Ewan McCall. While the name Shenandoah refers to the Shenandoah River Valley in Virginia, the origins of the tune of the same name are in the sea shanty tradition. It was first published in an article titled Sailor Songs in 1882. It's possible that the origin of the song goes back long before this. We'll hear the ex-Seamen's Institute perform a somewhat unique version of Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you.
the sea shanty Shenandoah, performed there by the Ex-Seamen's Institute. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring music that you might have heard on pirate ships. Some of the world's earliest pirates were Vikings, Norse ancestors whose influence contributed to the culture of modern-day Norway, Iceland, Sweden, and Denmark. In honor of Harmonia's 20th anniversary, we'll hear a more romantic perspective on the sea in this excerpt from a show entitled Voyage to Medieval Iceland from 1999. The next musical chapter from Sverre Gudjonsson's Epitaph CD is called Seasons. In this set, you'll hear more traditional music. In the first song, a boy dreams of the sea and grows up to be a fisherman. In the end, he gets his wish to die in the arms of the ocean. That's followed by a song about the changing of seasons, and then a song about the hardships of waiting for supply ships after the long Icelandic winter. The words of the song describe the impossible situation, quote, "We have no alcohol in our glasses or tobacco in our pockets, so let's just put a brave face on it and greet our neighbors." That's followed by a tune about the passing of summer, and the set ends with an old Icelandic folk dance, Vikivaki, banned in the late 18th century and still danced in the Faroe Islands today. Silver grappa var stjärna, det var Lapplands sand.
der Strauch aber ist erhöhnen, sie klingen, ist ein Garnier, sie würden all bilden, gleich gab er ein Lauboller, die König hielten, brennen die Wien, durch den Atlasen, Topas Grin, Tomen im Ösen, Egerpin, Eckert in Ösen, Samen kommen der Hierophar, Atlas Tau und Quellias Go, komm Wübe Saar, Samen kommen der Hierophar, Atlas Tau und Quellias Go, komm Wübe Saar.
Early and traditional music from medieval Iceland from a CD on the Opus 111 label called Epitaph by countertenor Sverrir Gudjonsson. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, celebrating 25 years of service to the field of early music, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani.
Thank you.
pirates weren't singing about the difficulty of the work they had to do. They were singing about the beautiful women they left at home, or the beautiful women they would meet at some less reputable establishments. Here's the ensemble Plain and Easy, recorded live at the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, with four pieces by French Renaissance composers, the last of which tells the story of a sailor just returning to shore and his interaction with three young French maidens. You heard music of composers Pierre Guédron and Thomas Crequillon from Plain and Easy's performance at the Indianapolis Early Music Festival. Their members include soprano Linda Tsatsanis, Shulamit Kleinerman, Renaissance violin, Nathan Whitaker, bass violin, and John Lenti, lute. Hundreds of episodes, playlists, and podcasts can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release is a collection of music by Flemish composer Philippe Roger. He became maestro de capella of King Philip II's chapel in Madrid in 1586. Although he died at the age of 35, Roger left behind 250 works. We'll hear two motets by Roger, as well as the Kyrie from his Missa Domine Dominus Noster.
Thank you.
two motets, Vidente Stella Magi and Domine Dominus Noster by Philippe Roger, performed by Magnificat and His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, directed by Philip Cave. We ended with the Kyrie from Roger's Missa Domine Dominus Noster. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music and the IU Archives of Traditional Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Anna Pranger. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Anna Pranger, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Carrie Boyce is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.